So the Democrats are back in the House, meaning the House of Representatives. They're in control and we'll look at their mind-blowing agenda. In the meantime, the government stays shut down because they refuse to budge on Trump's border wall. And I've got some great stats to share with your friends on border security and the benefit of having a wall. Plus, we'll look at the movie The Escape Room. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
So first of all, I'd like you to welcome you to the show. This is our inaugural episode, episode number one. And those of you who are familiar with GOPUSA, you might be familiar with some of my writings, but I'm a longtime political commentator, activist, also an aerospace engineer, professional race car driver. And so in this show, you're going to get a little bit of everything. A lot of politics, but you'll see my love of movies, and you'll also get from time to time some tech, some culture, and I just invite you to leave your comments below. Please subscribe. Please tell your friends about it, and we're going to continue to grow. As we said, this is our inaugural episode. I'm really excited about sharing my thoughts and mostly getting your comments and see what you think about these issues. So first, let's dive right in. We've got the Democrats in control of the House of Representatives. And I don't think you need to look any further than what happened just a few days ago with newly elected Democrat from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, speaking at a MoveOn.org rally or gathering reception. And here's what she had to say.
People love you and you win. And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there. We're going to impeach them.
So this is how we start this new culture of compromise, of inclusiveness, getting together to get things done for the American people. And of course, the other leftist media darling for the Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, followed up with this tweet in support of Tlaib's comments. She said, Republican hypocrisy at its finest, saying that Trump admitting to sexual assault on tape is just locker room talk, but scandalizing themselves into faux outrage when my sis says a curse word in a bar. GOP lost entitlement to policing women's behavior a long time ago. Next. So this is what we have to deal with. First of all, to address some of her comments, many, many people, including myself, both in writing and in other commentary, have blasted Trump when he's gone too far. Whether it's, I'm not one, as my family would know, for curse words of any kind. I find it very inappropriate. So when he says it, he's not doing himself any good, and it's not advancing our agenda. It distracts from it. But this, so I am in no way condoning his behavior and blasting this one, but that's just totally out of line, and it shows the crude level that the Democrats have fallen to if Nancy Pelosi refuses to denounce this type of behavior. And it just shows the level of Democrat that this country has elected, and we're about to see a striking agenda from the Democrats. They are proposing, here's just some of the things that they are proposing that we have to deal with because we lost the House, because we are no longer in control of the House of Representatives. This is what we have to deal with. Here's their agenda. They're pushing for Medicare for all, a Green New Deal, and a 70% tax rate. We can get into these in more specifics. Medicare for all, as you know, no one's been on their side has been able to define or tell you how they're going to pay for this. But apparently they want months to years of waiting for a surgery, even more limitations on doctors or healthcare plans than we already got under Obamacare. This is what they're looking for. And in a budget-busting, unsustainable federal program. And then, of course, there's a 70% tax rate. For some reason, they think it's fair that certain Americans should work the majority of their year in order to pay taxes to fund programs for other people. This they consider fundamentally fair, which just shows you how out of touch they are. And finally, we have the Green New Deal. And this is what I wanted to go into a little bit more to arm you with some facts so that you can take them to your friends. Here are some of the proposals under the Green New Deal. Just jump in and take a look. One, they want to provide all members of our society across all religions and communities the opportunity, training, education to be full and equal participant in the transition. That means going from fossil fuels to predominantly or 100% renewable sources of energy. This includes a jobs guarantee program and a living wage to every person who wants one. So there's socialism right there. We're going to guarantee you a job, guarantee you a wage. How is that going to be sustainable in a market-driven society? It's just absolutely unsustainable. But that's just one bullet point from their plan. Here's another one. Of course, they dive into diversify local and regional economies with a particular focus on communities where fossil fuel industry holds significant control over the labor market. Now, if you read that one and are not scared, there's something wrong with you, because if there's a coal mining town or something like that, they're talking about taking the federal government and somehow going into that and breaking up that industry and forcing people into different economies, different jobs. That doesn't sound like a government of the people and for the people. That sounds like a government telling you what to do. They want to ensure a just transition for all workers, low-income communities, communities of color, indigenous communities. So right there, I'm going to stop on that one, because that just sums up the Democrat agenda right there, in that it's a constituency of interest groups. They're going to do something to appeal to each little interest group so that they can get their votes and remain in power. That's what it's all about with the Democrat agenda. Mitigate deeply entrenched racial, regional, and gender-based inequalities in income and wealth. How does government do that in a free society? I don't know. We'll have to ask them and see what's going on. But as you see from this is a program of massive government expansion, one that is completely unsustainable, and they will not tell you and cannot tell you how they're going to pay for it. And again, we have our own selves to blame. If we could have held the House of Representatives, we could have moved our agenda forward. But so much time at first was spent attacking Trump and then doing nothing that it really revealed the state of the Republican Party in Washington. So many of our legislators, for every conservative, for every true conservative that's out there, it's dominated by deep state establishment Republicans. And those are the ones that have to go. Unfortunately, too many Republicans went, and now we have Nancy Pelosi and people like Cortez and Tlaib that we're going to have to deal with for the next 2 years. Which takes us to our next segment, and that is our government shutdown. Even with the Democrats in control, the government is officially shut down. They come into power on today, and we have no functioning government because they will not negotiate on the border wall. Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the rhetoric that the Republicans are using about the conditions at the border just isn't true. And she says everything's fine and dandy. But listen to Tom Homan, who is the acting ICE director for a period of time. And he recently was on Fox News. Here's what he had to say.
Every place a wall or a barrier has been built, it has resulted in decreased illegal immigration, decreased drug smuggling. 100% of the time, it's proved effective. People like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, they just need to look at the data. It's available to them. They can look at it and see it's effective.
So let's follow up with some stats. I want to put this stat up on the screen, these stats up on the screen, that kind of back up what Homan was saying. Here is from the Department of Homeland Security, which shows you four specific areas where walls have been built. And just take a look. In San Diego, it was built in 1992. Illegal traffic has dropped 92%. In El Paso, it's dropped 72% in the first year, 95% overall. In Tucson, it dropped 90%. And in Yuma, which had its wall built in 2005, dropped 95%. 95%, which shows you, to anyone who says that walls don't work, where they've been put in place, they've worked. Here's Homan addressing some more of the concerns that Pelosi and others have brought up.
No, she's 100% wrong. So let me educate Ms. Pelosi. As far as crime coming across the border, ICE arrested 138,000 criminals last year. These are people who entered the country illegally and committed a crime against a citizen of this country.
What kind of crime?
Over 2,000 homicides, over 11,000 weapon violations, over 11,000, almost 12,000 sexual assault crimes, sexual crimes. So crime does come across that border. They just didn't miraculously disappear in the United States to enter the country illegally. As far as disease, I know when I was ICE director, we screened for TB on people who were turned in our custody, arrested by the Border Patrol. We had family residential centers shut down because of chickenpox, measles, lice. As far as TB, I remember a case 2 years ago, we had a man had a strain of TB we couldn't even treat. Mm-hmm. We had to work with CDC, the Texas Department of Health, try to find a way to treat this gentleman. So we kept him locked up for months at great taxpayer expense. Can you imagine if that strain of TB would have got released into the American society? So, and all she needs to do is look at the rest of the data on the border, where arrests of MS-13 members this year are up 183%. The seizure of fentanyl, for God's sakes, is almost up 200%. There's your data. Look at it, and you can see why we need a wall.
So just take a look at the numbers that he talked about. It's just mind-blowing. Over 2,000 homicides, over 11,000 weapons violations, almost 12,000 sexual crimes, MS-13 membership that they've apprehended up 183%, and seizure of fentanyl up 200%. This is what we're dealing with, and we're dealing with a party that does not want to protect the border, and they will stop at nothing to advance an agenda of completely the opposite, which is open borders. And this is where Trump needs to stand firm. He needs to keep the government shut down as long as possible until we get this wall going. There's no other alternative than to do that. This past weekend, they held a meeting at the White House where the DHS Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, couldn't even give her presentation without interruption because the Democrats were scoffing at the facts. They would not listen to what was going on. And in case you haven't seen that presentation, here's one of the slides right here, which shows just some remarkable statistics just in the last year or two, depending on which year they were recording data. But 17,000 adults at the southern border they apprehended with existing criminal records, not being a criminal because they crossed the border, but something additional. Existing criminal records. 3,755 known or suspected terrorists were prevented from entering the country, and 6,000 gang members, including MS-13, were apprehended. This is why we need a wall. This is why we cannot budge on Trump's line in the sand here. We cannot step back. If we do, I don't know if we'll win another election, and especially we won't win in 2020. So now this brings us to our final segment for today's show, and that is, it's Monday. So of course it's Movie Monday, and today we're going to look at The Escape Room. Now, those of you, I don't know if anyone has done one of these escape rooms that are kind of really getting in popularity. There's multiple ones here in my hometown of Houston, and they're a lot of fun. I love them. My family does them all the time, and we kind of pride ourselves on being good at them. And you're put into a room. Sometimes it's one room. Sometimes it's multiple rooms, and you have to solve a series of clues in order to get to the next room and ultimately get out. And you're usually given an hour in order to escape. And if you can, you're the champ. And if not, you're kind of a chump because you didn't do it and you don't have bragging rights on your friends and things like that. So this is kind of what this game is based on. Let's take a look at the trailer.
You want to control your life, but life isn't a science experiment. You can't contain your world forever. Try doing one thing that scares you over break, okay?
Yeah. This serves as an entry voucher
for Minos escape rooms.
Be the first to escape our most immersive room yet.
And win $1 million.
So, when does the game start?
I think this is the escape room.
We should look for clues.
What are we looking for here?
Anything that looks like a puzzle or a code. It looks like an oven dial.
That looks real.
It's kind of warming up in here.
Excuse me. Can we like our hit now, please?
Well, that's creepy as hell.
Is it getting hotter?
How do we get out of here?
It's Fahrenheit 451. Got it.
About immersive.
What's wrong with you? That was real.
Whoa.
Dumb question. Are we outside?
Soon we get this figured out, soon we get the hell out of here.
So the movie is interesting. There's one from, oh gosh, maybe 15, 20 years ago almost, called The Game, which starred Michael Douglas and Sean Penn, which is similar in its that it's an immersive game, but much, much better done. You had suspense throughout the whole time, and you saw Michael Douglas's character really getting to the frayed edges of existence by the time it was done. In this movie, you have a group of six individuals ranging from an Iraqi war vet to a business power broker to a stock boy to the video game nerd, math genius, and a truck driver. That I think that's all six of them. They're thrown into this game, and you think it's random. And the movie starts out stronger than it ends, in my opinion. The first couple of rooms that they're thrown into, you really kind of get that escape room feel for those of you who have done it. You get the feeling of, hey, let's solve this clues, and you realize that this is a higher level of game, that their lives are really on the line. Unfortunately, what happened in this movie and what happens in many movies is that organized action or suspense kind of devolves into just mayhem. And by the end, you don't really get the sense that you're solving clues or getting through these rooms with the people. It's just a bunch of chaos ending in people dying and things like that. And you don't feel the suspense as much as you did in the beginning, where for a particularly two of the rooms, you really feel like you're in there solving clues or rooting for them to try and escape before doom sets in. So it's worth seeing. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 52. I'd give it about a 60. It's good, but it's not great. And it could definitely have been done a little bit better by maintaining that the pace and the suspense of actually having to solve room for room, getting clues and figuring out what's going on. And then finally, the end is really just an obvious buildup to make this some kind of Saw or other kind of franchise, where I think it would have been a lot better just standing alone as it was. That would have really helped the ending go over better. But it's worth seeing. I believe it's worth seeing in the theater. I probably won't see it the second time, even though for me, movies is part of my life, and we see two, three times in a theater. This one, the next one I see, it'll probably be at home. But check it out. See what you think. Leave your comments below. Please subscribe to the channel. And like I said, we're going to grow. We're going to try Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and just keep going. But let me know what you think and touch on these issues, border wall. Let me know what you think about the movie. And we look forward to talking to you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.